I would say a good start. Not a great start. I thought there were some things that, some issues we need to get taken care of. But I kind of liked that as far as the first day, because the team recognized it. What I saw, what I did like, was they're starting to hold each other accountable from day one. We're not going in and having a team meeting about, hey, you got to hold each other accountable to the standard. Those discussions are over. Those guys know the standard. And so I liked that part of it. And I thought overall, you know, some really good signs. I think the young players are what's holding us back a little bit, but that happens at this stage.
Take us through what happened with Ramsey on the play. He got hurt.
You know what? I could be really honest with you and say it's hard to see. You know, I both him and I have had conversations about it, and you really can't see anything on tape. So
did he make it through that workout and then come back to you?
Yeah. But that's all I'm going to say about it, just to protect him a little bit. But, yeah, I can't tell on tape. You cannot tell anything on tape, and he made it through the workout.
Just overall, how frustrating is that when it's consecutive years?
I just wait and see, you know, you know, the conversation that we have. It's pretty positive. You know, we'll see what takes place and next day, but I'm really focusing on what took place out here.
How good was it to see
Dante out here?
I thought Dante looked really good. I mean, he has looked good through phase one, phase two, phase three. Still has some work to do, and he has a little bit of rustiness. We're holding him back a little bit. He's not getting the same reps as everybody else. But, you know, we just want to see how he comes along and how he handles it. But attitude and work ethic, man, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Moving Jokel around a little bit?
Yeah. We will. We'll try to move. He'll play some tackle and some guard.
How did he look?
Well, we'll see. Yeah. You know, he's another one. I think when you look at Luke compared to the last play of the last season to now, I think he's physically had some changes. You know, he looks stronger, looks like, you know, just his attitude and his work ethic. He's really focused. He seems like a different type of player. Not that he wasn't before, but, you know, he's on a little bit of a mission, it feels like.
Gus, is Warner a guy you liked in the past, and what do you kind of envision getting from him?
I did like him. I know we liked him, too. You know, I think when he first came out, you'd have thought he was a traditional left end, you know, who lines up over a tight end and plays the C-gap and can rush from the outside. We're going to play him at Leo. I think his size, because he played outside linebacker, he's dropped some weight. So he's shown up and done some good things on as far as individual drills. We'll see how he goes against tackles. But, you know, some of those traits that we liked as a left end, you know, we'll see if they show up.
Do you think Fowler will be on regular OTA schedule, or will you manage him at all?
I think we're just going to go the first 2 days, kind of manage him, and then see from there. I mean, everything looks like we could probably go ahead, but we're just going to take these first 2 days and monitor it.
What do you think about the depth behind Dante at this point?
Well, I think there's two things I really like. I think we've got more competition there. And then, you know, with the Otto position, we moved Ryan Davis from Leo to Otto. And we're really creating that like a Lotto position, a guy that can play Otto and Leo. And so that's where you're seeing Scooter. You're going to see Scooter get more reps and legit reps. You know, he's going down to actually work with the D-line this year. So is Ryan Davis. They're working with Scotty Hazleton. He's taking the autos by himself, and then he can run back and forth. So that's a different feel for us than we were last year.
How's Linder doing in the transition to center?
Phase one and phase two, excellent. Very good. He's caught on better than we expected, and his leadership.
What do you think he'll give you that Wisniewski did not give you?
It's hard to say right now. I like his leadership. You know, the guys, you know, you wonder how long it's going to take him to kind of get in a rhythm and a routine, and it's not going to take him very long, what I've seen.
How do you handle Colvin? Because he's sitting out the
floor. It's hard. Aaron Colvin right now looks really, really good. Really good. In both the phases, coming out here today, his work ethic, his attitude. So he's doing really well. If you were to say, Gus, who's standing out in the first one, phase one and phase two? Aaron Colvin. But his attitude, I've had conversations about him. I'm not concerned about his spirit. I think what he's gone through and some of the injuries he's had and come back from that, he's disappointed this happened, but it's not affecting his work ethic or attitude.
Put a lot of emphasis on that offensive line. It seemed like you had guys all over the place there today.
Well, we're just, you know, we're playing with ones and twos, but really at that guard spot, we're going to find out what happens there. You know, I think we're trying to put ourselves in position for whatever takes place. If Beecham comes back, plays really good, okay, now we've got some situations to talk about and some scenarios to talk about. Same thing if it's vice versa. You know, Luke comes back, Beecham's back, and, you know, so we've got some decisions to make there. And we're just somehow we're going to try to find a way to get the best five on the field.
Sterling, is that a tight end? Is that a permanent move?
Yeah, you'd like to see him play in that. Yeah, we did that right when we started phase one.
His receiver skills again.
Well, the receiving skills, him being displaced from the core, all the skill set we're looking for, that is not a problem with him. That's a mismatch issue now if a team decides to go base. For us, it's getting him more in line and his in line blocking. So very similar to what we're going through with Julius.
And then follow up on Davis, how big of a transition is that?
I think, you know, initially I thought it would be a transition for him, but he's very athletic. You know, we were looking both at Ryan Davis and Tyrone. You know, to see which one we felt like can make the transition easier. And just, you know, seeing his athleticism, Ryan Davis, we felt like would be a better move for him to be that Lotto spot.
So what position is Tyrone at? Just
Leo.
Just a Leo?
Yeah.
Okay.
With Jalen's situation and Colvin's situation, how big is that addition of getting Prince in here?
Good. You know, we love competition within our team. So to have guys like that that have played at a high level, it'd be interesting to see. I was hoping Prince would be back. It was, you know, we're being more cautious with it so it doesn't linger for the rest of OTA. So hopefully we can get him back. But, you know, he's done a good job, too, in phase one, phase two. It's you know, you're just seeing him backpedal, though. You know, I think the truth will be when we come out here and actually line up against guys. And even though we can't press, you know, you can see some of the skill set.
What would a good couple of weeks for Marquise look like?
You know what? I think we haven't had him in a lot of practices until the end of last year. So just to see him practice and he can build up and stack up good practice after good practice, because he does need some technique work. His issue is not his skill set. His speed is something that we don't have, and his athleticism. So I think just stacking up really good practices.
Was Audric here?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody was accounted for?
Everybody's here. Yep.
How good? How much do you like?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think a coach called me and said, Gus, don't take that for granted. You could have, you know, 10, 15 guys not show up. And so I don't take it for granted. It's awesome. Our guys are incredible that way. They come, line up, go to work, and I appreciate that.
Where are Roy and Sinderic at right now?
Well, you won't see them, Sinderic, through OTAs. You know, so Roy will monitor him and progress, but you'll see him pop in and out. But that'll be more monitored by the training staff.
Yeah. Same thing with Hearns. You just don't want
Hearns and Robinson. We're just being more cautious. Yep.
Signed Lincoln Buck last week. You started a lot of games. Where do you like him best?
You know, we'll see. I mean, he's right. Guys are moving around a lot. So, you know, we'll see how it all figures out and how it all plays out with some of these guys.
Should you change the setup of this OTA at all compared to the
previous? We did. You know what? We're not as many reps right now. The first two practices, we're going about it the same way as we did training camp, cutting down on reps, cutting down as far as what we're asking the players as far as long speed tempo for two practices. Then after that, we'll monitor it and go with the idea that we can do more as OTAs go on, and we really can challenge them and get more plays and tax our guys more.
With the Ramsey injury, how do you not say not again? You know, why us?
I don't know. That's not.
Picks in a row.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not how I look at it. He's, you know, I feel bad for him, you know, that he's going through this. But fortunately, he's got a great attitude. You know, we'll find out with the second opinion, and then we'll move on and we'll go. But I have an optimistic look on it all.
The expectation is, though, he'll be ready for week one.
Well, that's, you know, until we get the second opinion, you know, but that was one of the scenarios that he'll be back for training camp.
Has Dante done something yet on the field athletically where you say that's the guy we drafted?
Yeah, in phase two. Yeah.
What can you share specifically?
It's all individual drill work. So when you're seeing him go around the hoops or the bags or things like that, you see his, you know, his explosiveness and his skill set. So, yeah, he's really done a good job. Believe me, that was tough on him, really tough. I know some, I've heard and visited with some coaches that say, you know, in the NBA, they draft guys that have had gone through some sort of adversity, some sort of injury to show that they can come back. I don't know if that's ideal or not, but I can say with Dante, I think the whole thing has helped him to a certain level of maturity.
Are you seeing enough growth out of the year two guys this early on?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, one day. So I liked how we came out in the end of the practice or end of the season to where we are now. So there's some really good signs. You know, I know people are feeling it and stuff. And you do feel it. I feel it in the team room. So all that stuff is good. But the magic's in the work, and that's what our guys have to do now.
Can you talk a little bit about how Mercedes is handling all the transition that he's had to go through the last couple
of years?
It'd
be a great conversation. You know, he's had a lot of transition. And for him, too, he's here. Lined up, ready to go, the first OTA. I think that's, you know, what says something about Mercedes and why we, you know, really want to make sure we got him back here. I saw him go up. We had some exchange problems with one of our rookie quarterbacks, and he went right up to him and talked to him. And, you know, he just presents that type of leadership for us. So, but I imagine it has been a challenge for him. But I think he feels good right now where the direction's going and what we need to accomplish.
Was it good to see a 91 out there for an OTA?
Really?
That was for Hayes.
Yeah,
that was good.
Is that it?